Rise Up, a weekly call to solidarity. Monday, April 29th, by Brenna Davis.
The parable of the vineyard is ripe with meaning as I contemplate it with an ecological lens. Earth Day happened a week ago today, and while the one day that everyone stops to think about creation is over, the vineyard of care for creation continues to bear fruit. The gospel tells us, just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. Sometimes in integral ecology work, I mistake myself as a branch on my own, frantically trying to make something grow in the midst of the constantly harsher climate around me. In these seasons, when prayer feels dry or doesn't even happen at all, I can feel alone, helpless, and paralyzed by the weight of climate change, and how inconsequential I am in comparison. Then the good spirit reminds me I am not alone. God is a model of the bounty of relationship, particularly in the love that flows in the Trinity. Even Jesus chose to live out his work in community. I have the privilege of seeing the many branches of the Ignatian family that bear fruit, particularly through the work of eco-educators in our high schools. A few buds and fruits of their tireless efforts include solar panel installations, ecological justice plans, beehives, gardens and chicken coops, outdoor classrooms, socially responsible investing statements, commitments to ethical and sustainable purchasing, environmental and energy audits, federal and state level advocacy, town hall meetings, green teams with alumni members, native plantings, composting, ecological justice classes, food sovereignty initiatives, community and beach litter cleanups, Peace and Justice Weeks focused on care for creation, and Laudato Si Action Platform teams, to name just a handful. I could go on. Each one of those examples brings to mind the names of individual teachers and students, reminders that I and we are connected to a bountiful network of vines. In Laudate Deum, Pope Francis reminds us that everything is connected and no one is saved alone. With God and our companions, the vineyard will continue to bear the fruit of love and justice. Who or what reminds you that you are not a branch on your own, but part of an interconnected network in the vineyard?